This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. David joins us today with a special guest. Welcome, David.
Well, it's good to be back again, and I have as a guest today my counterpart in Yancey County. This is Samantha Phipps, and Samantha, welcome to our program.
Thank you, David.
You are new to this position. You're the executive director of the Family Violence Coalition. Tell us a little bit about your past, what you've done before you took this position.
Okay, thank you. I have actually worked for the Family Violence Coalition for the past 9 years. Every other weekend is their weekend crisis person. So I'm not really brand new to the Family Violence Coalition, although I am new to the position as executive director. Some people in Mitchell and Yancey counties, maybe even spill over to Buncombe, know me from working for Department of Social Services. For about the past 12 years, I've worked as a Child Protective Services social worker in this area before taking this position back in May. So I'm known to folks in the area.
You've got an interesting collegiate background. Tell us what degree you've got. Psychology, right?
No, it's a little quirkier than that. I have a BA degree in anthropology from the University of South Carolina way back in 1985. And I went on with that to UT Knoxville and studied for a year over where Bill Bass, the forensic anthropologist, is well known now on Court TV. So I studied with that group for a while, and then came back to the University of South Carolina and completed a master's degree program in public health with a cultural anthropology twist to it. And I can elaborate on cultural anthropology if you'd want me to.
We'll talk a little bit about that. That's an interesting background. And this Dr. Bass that she's talking about has a well-known body farm that he uses for studying cadavers over there, and a lot of his research has been on TV and basis for such shows as CSI and those kind of programs. Now, some things are going on over at the Family Violence Coalition, some new things. Tell us a little bit about some of the services that you guys are into over there.
Okay. Well, some of our staff is the same, so there will be some familiar faces for people to, you know, that would still remember our shelter manager, Barbara Smith. Our thrift store manager remains the same, Andre Moore. And, of course, I'm a new face in this position, and we've hired a new person to work in the afternoons who has 41 years' experience in child development. So we're excited about her, Donna Wedlake, and she works for another agency during the week, and then she works for us in the evenings. So we're really going to be focusing a lot on child abuse and neglect prevention types of services, interventions that can occur when people are staying at our shelter. We're really going to be hard-hitting with outreach education, where we're trying to educate the general population about what the domestic violence program is about, what the sexual assault program is about. So we really are going to try to get more innovative in getting the word out there about what our program really stands for.
So your program is a lot like ours in Mitchell County. We spend a lot of time with community education, and I'm sure your thought is like ours, that if we can prevent an act of domestic violence or sexual abuse, then we're that much further ahead in the long run. So prevention is a big part of both of our programs.
Yes. We tend to be reactionary in nature over the years. We react to a crisis that has occurred. And so now we're realizing to truly break the cycle of domestic violence and sexual abuse, sexual assault, we need to do more preventative work.
And we're going to talk more about this in our coming programs, but you've got a special fundraising event coming up, a calendar that you're putting together. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Yes, this year it's going to be a whirlwind time getting it put together, but it's the first annual Men of Yancey County Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault calendar. We hope that we'll have a second and third and fourth annual calendar, but it's for fundraising, but more importantly, it's to get the word out there that we are a program that is for the family, keeping families together. We, of course, are for protecting the individual, but we also realize that men are dads and fathers and husbands and boyfriends, and they're vital for to keep the family together. And we do not want people in the community thinking that the Family Violence Coalition is anti-male, that we always put all the blame on the man. We want to get men talking to men, and try to be a part of the solution in working with us. And we feel like that this calendar is going to be fun, but it's going to get the word out there that men take a stand against domestic violence and sexual assault.
And these are going to be available when?
Well, as I said, it's kind of where we're in right now, pulling it together. By December the 2nd, we're going to be at the private nonprofit program that they're having at the town center in Burnsville, and we're going to be taking orders for it then. And so we are talking to the people who are putting it together for us to have it ready by Christmas. You can give them as Christmas presents.
Okay, well, give us a phone number for your hotline over in Yancey County.
Mm-hmm. Our hotline is 682-0056, and my office, if you're interested in talking about the calendar, talking about volunteering, talking about outreach, education, having us come talk to your group, is 678-3436.
And in Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place, 765-4044. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? Begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.